Unit 11. Travel.
Traveling with the cats. Traveling to Boston. Mrs. Simons had checked her luggage through and also the cage carrying her cat. The flight was uneventful. After landing, the luggage appeared after a normal wait. However, the cat cage was not there. The luggage handlers noticed the cat was not moving. After checking, they thought the cat must have died in the cold luggage compartment. It looked like an ordinary cat. So they decided to find another one to put in the cage. In the meantime, Mrs. Simons kept asking about the rest of her luggage. She was told it was delayed. Time dragged on while the luggage handlers found a replacement cat in a pet shop, which they put into the cage. They finally brought the cage with the cat to Mrs. Simons. She looked into the cage, jumped back with a horrified look, and screamed out, "This is not my cat. My cat was dead, and I was back home for a proper burial."
Trip to France. A young woman to end her own life by throwing herself into the ocean. She went down to the docks and was about to leap into the water when a handsome young sailor saw her crying on the edge of the pier. He took pity on her and said, "Look, you've got a lot to live for. I'm off to France in the morning, and if you like, I can stow you away on my ship. I'll take good care of you and bring you food every day." Moving closer, he slipped his arm around her shoulder and added, "I'll keep you happy, and you'll keep me happy." The girl nodded yes. After all, what did she have to lose? That night, the sailor brought her aboard and hid her in a lifeboat. From then on, he came to talk to her every night, and they absolutely had a good time together. A week later, during a routine inspection, the captain discovered the young woman. "What are you doing here?" the captain asked. "I have an arrangement with one of the sailors," explained. "I get a trip to France, and he's promised to marry me after we get there." "A trip to France," the captain said, "but this is the Rock Island Ferry.